And hello and welcome to today's show, Strategic Insights Radio, brought to you by Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. Sterling Rose Consulting Corp is a full-service business consulting firm that provides business plan creation and review, marketing plans, marketing implementation, process automation, accounting, payroll processing, CRM design and implementation, and business technology strategy consulting and implementation. The host of today's show is Jennifer Roos with Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. And her guest today is Kevin Surface with Atlanta Water Store. Jennifer?
Thanks, Mike. And thank you, Kevin. I know this was very last minute you coming on today.
No, thank you. I'm honored.
So we're going to do something a little bit different. So we're going to talk a little bit about the Water Store. I want you to introduce yourself to our listeners. But really what I want this to be about is why you decided to start a business and what kind of things have driven the good and the bad out of starting that company.
Okay. So again, my name is Kevin Surface, and the name of the company is Atlanta Water Store. We just opened up in January. My business partner is also my partner, Deepa Janardhan, and she's my fiance. We're going to get married next year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. This business was born out of a passion for the product, right? So what we sell are Japanese water ionizers. Those are Japanese medical devices that hook up to your sink, and they transform your water into an antioxidant, hydrogen-rich, alkalized water. Alkalized is a big important. And so they do that through ionization. So basically an electrocution process. It's a product that needs a lot of education. There's a lot of science concepts that we teach. So we have a 1,400 square foot facility next to Suwanee Town Center. And in there, it's set up like a teaching center. And Deepa is she's got her doctorate in English, and she's an ex-professor. And I lived in Japan for 7 years. And for the first three and a half years, I was a teacher as well. We are born teachers. We love doing that. And then 8 years ago, we started drinking this water, and we fell in love with the water. So it's really a confluence of us having a passion for teaching and us just stumbling upon a product that we had to tell the world about. And that's it. We just ran across one of those products where you have 100% clear conscience when you're talking about it. You know, mm-hmm. We've all probably been in business where we thought we were selling a product that maybe is a little overpriced or undervalued or not up to snuff, you know, mm-hmm. vis-a-vis the competition. This is not that. We're selling probably the best product I've ever come across. So it's pure passion, and it allows us to teach and present. And for me, like I was telling Mike before the show, my passion is to create an argument, mm-hmm. to create a reason, to create a persuasive argument for buying this machine. Because to me, it's a no-brainer. Conveying that to other people is the difficult part, right? Because the value proposition, it's a consultative sale, and it's not a cheap product. It's one of those products that it's probably going to last you the rest of your life. You got to buy it one time, and the amount of things that it allows you to do in your life, it's incredible, and it takes a lot of teaching. So that's really our reason for starting.
Well, since you started, I know, so the best thing ever is finding a product or service that you are passionate about. I mean, yes, that's the goal of any entrepreneur, right? Yes. We go out there and we find something that we truly love, not just that it meets a need of somebody else, but that we're behind.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, it becomes your life.
And it makes all the difference to somebody that wants to stay intellectually honest and wants to stay themselves within mm-hmm. a business. If you can find a product that you love and you can speak in your own voice, what else is there?
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
But now there is other things to it, as you found out opening a facility.
Yes.
So let's talk about that, because a lot of times when I have these new entrepreneurs that come to me and we talk on a consultancy level about what it is to take starting a business,
right?
Because the reality of starting a business is, you're CEO. You now make your own hours.
Right.
That is a myth in itself. You now work every hour.
You can choose them all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now no longer work 9 to 5.
Right.
The buck stops there. You know, you're it. You are the janitor and the CEO, all wrapped into one. And in doing that, there are a lot of pieces to actually running a facility and actually having a business, not just about the product and being able to promote it and show the value proposition and get that sale and do the customer service. But there's a whole gamut of other factors that get involved. And I know that that's something that you're working through right now with Deepa.
Yep.
And I'd love for you to tell some of the challenges that you've had, and we can talk a little bit about those.
So So everything you just said is correct. To me, the most important thing is that when we started this business, we were aligned in what we wanted this business to look like. Mm-hmm. And we had a process for making decisions. I, from the beginning, am okay with making a wrong decision or even a bad decision. I'm not okay with not making decisions. So I've always been, that's kind of been the stress, for us, is to move quickly. There's a million things to do. And there's about a half a million, you know, of them. You know, we all go to business school. We have all done other things. And we think, okay, I gotta handle on this. I got enough money. I know exactly what we got to do. And then it's twice as much money and it's twice as many things to do, right?
Yep.
So that hits. It's been an adventure with Deepa in that we can talk each other off the ledge. We have a rule. I don't remember what movie I got this from, but we're not both allowed to be hysterical at the same time. And that helps, right? We take turns. We time box any emotional things, right? We say, okay, let's complain and kvetch about this thing for 10 minutes and then let's find a solution. Because there's always a solution, right?
Yeah.
So I think you have to set the framework for decision-making up. And I think you have to understand you're going to make some bad ones. You're going to make some wrong ones. You're going to make some quick ones. But just keep making them. Opening up a store and getting trust, right? Mm-hmm. Now, we sell a product that when people hear the price, they think it's a water filter and they hear the price and we sometimes lose them right there. And even the best salespeople, we're going to lose somebody. Mm-hmm. Our job from the get-go, and I mentioned the price and the quality right up front, because then it gives me a chance to build the value. So the value can equal the price. That's my job. To us, it's a long consultative sale. It requires a lot of patience. It requires a lot of equanimity. You got to stay calm. You got to stay in the game. You can't get frustrated. And in the beginning, you know, I would recommend if anyone's got a side gig that they can do in the first couple months, and every once in a while, I'll still pull a consulting job. I'm an ex-Salesforce.com consultant, and I still do some of that. That's starting to close, and I'm starting to shut that down, which is a nice thing to do at 6 months in, mm-hmm. right? We just opened in January.
Right.
Yeah. So we're doing well. The next phase of our business will go into kind of using our store and using our facilities and using our experience to support the distributors that will be under us in the direct sales model. So what we're doing is a completely different thing. It's not mm-hmm. just a retail store. We're carrying inventory. In fact, we're not. We're distributors for a company, and that's really all we're doing. We're middling the best product in the world. Mm-hmm. And when I say the best product, the current president one, the previous one, the Queen of England, the Pope, they all have these machines. So it's out there. Bill Gates has 16 machines. So we've got that behind us, and that really works. And people see that Bill Gates came to the 2012 convention of our company with nothing to gain and mm-hmm. said the world's got to be drinking this water. That was a real plus for us. But anyway, going back to your question, I think you've got to stay nimble. You've got to be able to make quick decisions. You've got to be prepared for anything. And check your ego at the door. Just know that surround yourself by experts. Mm-hmm. If you've got a marketing company that can do things for you and do them better, by all means, just get that off your plate and allow them to do their job so you can do yours.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, I know one of the biggest issues that a lot of my entrepreneurs that I deal with is that they end up working in the business rather than on the business.
Correct.
And it's everybody, especially if you're a business owner, at some point it's going to happen to you.
Correct.
Right. You're going to get so sucked into, oh my God, I got to get this thing done. I have to get this thing done. I have to, you know, I've got this laundry list of tasks and to-dos.
Yep.
And then you forget that you have to grow this.
Right.
You have to be the face of it. You have to be out there actually promoting it.
Right.
At the end of the day, as a CEO, whether you like it or not, you're the face of the company. You have to get out there.
Yep.
You have to be partly a salesperson.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people forget that.
So at the end of every day, and we miss some days, but Deepa mm-hmm. and I have a goal at the end of every day to ask ourselves two questions. What is the percentage of things that we did that was value generating versus non-value generating? Mm-hmm. In other words, busy work. Because you can get into where if you start hiding and you start letting rejection or you start letting just the pressure of people and places get to you, you'll stop going out.
Oh, yeah.
So I agree with that 100%. The other question that we ask ourselves is that how much did we work on the business versus in the business today? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's hard to tell what you're doing. And there's a lot of stuff that you have to do that you just have to do, right? And so the old axiom, you know, we do what we have to so we can do what we want to.
Correct.
We just bear down and get it done, right? But you're right. I think it's something that you have to stay continually monitoring, because mm-hmm. otherwise you're a merchant instead of a business person.
Exactly.
Right? And that's what you want to avoid.
And I know it's a rabbit hole that we all fall into at some point.
Yeah.
I'm as big a proponent of that as well. I mean, I know that what I do, though, is I make sure that if there's an administrative things that I know I have no choice but to do, and there are things that as a CEO, a business owner, and if you're sole proprietor, whatever you are, you're going to end up having to do those things, right? No matter if who you hire, and I have a number of people that work for me, but I still have to do these. These are my responsibilities.
Right.
I don't get to them normally until midnight.
Right. Exactly.
It is not uncommon to get an email from me at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Right. And it's funny. For me, a lot of it, I go back to the quadrant. Stephen Covey in his Seven Principles book mm-hmm. Talked about, you have to understand the difference between urgent and important.
Yeah.
Right. And you have to spend most of your time in that important quadrant. The urgent stuff's got to get done. And that's where what I call the underwear portion of the job, the stuff you're doing at midnight at home behind the computer, right?
Yep.
It's got to get done. One of the things, so there's two challenges for us. One of the things that Deepa and I always talk about is who's good at this job? And that's mm-hmm. who gets to do it. There are sometimes we go out as a united front, and socially she helps me a lot. She's kind of more of an attractor and more of a networker than I am. But the other thing is we have to understand when to peel away from each other and stay independent. Mm-hmm. Add to that the layer of that we're not just business partners, we're partners in life. We have to keep that separate.
Oh yeah, that's not an easy thing to do at all.
Yeah, that's an issue, right? And you can't go in acting like a couple for those 8 hours. You have to put another hat on.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something it just requires constant work, right?
Oh, and it will. It'll continually require constant work, especially because at midnight when you're still working on your business and you are home with the same person you've been with for the last 18 hours.
Right. It becomes
something else.
It is tough. Yeah.
And there is a hard line to draw that sometimes get very blurry.
Yeah.
Between what is actually a relationship and what is actually a business relationship.
And the 18 hours is real. Right.
Oh,
so
I know.
I think that people out there that are trying to figure out, I'm gonna open up this business on, and I'm only gonna work 8 hours a day. Good on you. It probably won't happen, right?
It's not gonna go anywhere.
You're gonna underestimate the time or the things that you can do in a day. Everything will come up, right? Mm-hmm. So it goes back to what you say. You are wearing every hat. You're washing dishes. You're doing the cooking. You're waiting on tables. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a never-ending battle. And then something is always going to come up, and there will always be a customer who is going to call you with a question or an answer or comment or disagreement, and more so the disagreement than even saying something nice to you.
Right, exactly.
And as far as the sale goes, you can't be afraid to get a no. A no is just another opportunity for a yes at some point.
Yeah, and when we decided to open this business, we have a different kind of model, right? So our motto is we teach, we share, and you decide, right? Mm-hmm. So we teach in terms of our classes. And if people can't make our classes, they can set up an appointment and we'll give them our dedicated time. The next thing is we let them have the product for 3 weeks for as much as they want to drink.
Yep.
That's our value proposition. When the arguments start, we back off and say, wait, we're not here to win arguments. And I hope that you don't take this, what I consider the most important health decision, based on whether or not I can beat you at an argument, right? Don't put that on me and don't make the wrong decision because I couldn't step up to the plate and convince you that day. So if you back up and you say, let's let the product sell itself, let's show them the science, let's teach them how we conceptualize the science, and then who has a product out there that you can give away for free for 21 days, right? We use that to our advantage, right? We can't go to McDonald's and say, let me try that Big Mac for 3 weeks and to see if I want to purchase one. We can actually do that. Mm-hmm. And so we use that as our value proposition, and the water works.
No, I know. I'm a proponent. I've actually tried it. I've sat through your class. Yep. I've actually had the product for 21 days and I'm moving forward with actually getting the unit. So I am definitely for
Thank you.
For what you guys do. And it does work.
Yeah, that's it.
And it is a very different tasting water, ironically.
Yeah. I resisted this water 9 years ago, eight years ago when we first did it. I thought, well, it's H2O. I mean, I didn't take chemistry or anything, but I know it's H2O. Is an H2O H2O? And then you find out that there's so many people that have spent their lives studying this stuff, and they're not necessarily from this country. I mean, this technology started in the 1850s in Russia, of all places, passed on to Korea and Japan. And I had lived in Japan for 7 years, and I got to see really healthy people. Not just people that lived long, but lived right up until the end, right? They have a different way of living and dying over there. And one in six houses is estimated to have these machines, and they live longer than anyone. And it was a fascinating culture to live in, and it was fascinating to see this. And I don't want just people to think they can afford the machine. Anyone can afford it. If you know what this water is and you know what it can replace in your house in terms of chemicals, we can work with anyone.
So going back to the business side of things, when you started the business, what were some of the things that you, and I'm not just talking about the money, because we all know that it takes actually more money than we ever realized when we first start out. What were some of the things that you were surprised came up in running your business?
I think when people get started in sales, and I have a sales background as well, but I think when people get started in sales, they don't realize how long and how much you've got to be in front of people. Mm-hmm. There have been people that sold our product that had come and gone, and like take the Chamber of Commerce, for example. Mm-hmm. They've come and gone, and I think a lot of expectations were for us to come and go. I think you just got to outlast people. I think you've got
to
show people
Welcome
that you're not
club.
Going anywhere. Right, yeah. And it's really that. I think it was Woody Allen said, 80% of success is showing up. Mm-hmm. I would add to that 80% of showing up over and over again, right? That would be mine.
Well, look at it this way. At this table alone, right, between just the two of us, and not just us, but even Mike here with Business Radio X, right, we were all new concepts.
Right.
So we came to the table, into the chamber, bringing something that didn't exist before.
Yeah.
They're different. For mine, everything existed, but not all together.
Right. That's
right?
Exactly.
So our concept was different.
Exactly.
Mike's entire technology was different, not just the concept.
Yep.
Yours, it's a whole different technology and science and concept that you're bringing to the table.
Yeah.
And all three of us had to deal with walking in there and providing a value proposition in a system, in a networking situation where we had to explain it and had to consistently educate people on what it is we did, what we bring to the table, and how we can help them.
Yep.
And doing that, it's not an overnight reaction.
Yeah, and not only that, I would add to that is that we had a mind, I think, in the beginning, which I think was a little naive, that we were going to network for a year and then we could take our foot off the gas. I don't think that'll ever happen. I just think it's part of the business.
Yeah, you can't just stop. So consistency is everything when it comes to it, and. We'll talk a little bit with Mike here, right? Mike's, what year are we in with you? You're four.
In our fifth year now.
Fifth year.
Time flies when you're having fun. But I'll tell you what, there were many, many moments in the first couple of years where you said, you questioned.
Yeah.
And you were ready to almost throw in the towel. But in your case, you believe so much in that passion keeps you going.
It really does. It really does. I know what I have, right? My job is... And I take the responsibility for everyone that, and I don't beat myself up, but I take the responsibility for everyone that listens to my value prop and doesn't buy a machine. I consider that my loss. I consider that I got to go back to the table and refine my argument. It's not always the case. Some people were just never going to buy. It doesn't matter who the salesperson or the teacher was. But yeah, I mean, it's a tough thing. And, we have some days that Deep and I have at the end of the day say, all right, let's not let this day bleed into tomorrow. Let's compartmentalize this crazy day and let's not let it happen, right? And it'll come back the next week.
Have you ever had moments like I've had where you kind of want to choke people sometimes?
Yesterday was one of them.
Because if for example, and I we're getting off on Business Radio X, I know it's all about the Atlanta Water Company, but if companies like Sterling Rose have figured it out, if you know how to use this platform, Business Radio X, correctly, it will grow your business.
Right.
And Jennifer, with what, over 1,000 clients in your 3-4 years now?
Yeah, 1,400.
I mean, obviously it hasn't been all Business Radio X, but a lot more than that, but this was a part of it.
So
you do want to sometimes strangle people. It's like, oh my God, if you just, because some people will just continue to do the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So there's two sides to that, right? They'll either do the same thing over and over again, thinking that they're going to come up with another result. Not going to happen.
Right.
And then you've got the other side of things where they finally got to the number they are, so they pull back on everything that got them to that number.
Yeah, right.
And they let it go. Yeah. And then they wonder in 6 months, how come they're now failing again?
Well, that might have described what my original naive plan was. Like, oh, we'll network for a year and then we will stop that. Right. We're never going to stop.
What's I've picked up on too, Kevin, what's really scary is you're giving people an opportunity to try it for, I mean, this is money out of your pocket with no guarantee of any return.
Right.
Correct.
Exactly.
I mean, so as if it's not scary enough to start your own business with a product that And we talked about this before you before the show, Jennifer, where people can just go and buy their bottled water.
Right, exactly.
And they're used to doing that. And now you're coming with a whole new concept.
Yep. Yeah, it's tough.
I mean, could you find any more challenges in what you're doing?
Well, we were doing we did a business plan for The Amazing Entrepreneur. We just had to write a two-page business plan. And so it was the first opportunity that Deep and I got to whiteboard this thing and write it out together. And so it really synced up our minds pretty good. But then when we looked at what we undertook, it was like, I just saw it in for the first time, I think, in your terms. We're taking a new product where people don't know anything about. We're doing a new industry where it's a kind of a combination of direct sales and retail. It's never been done before in a storefront. It's an expensive product, right? I shield a little bit of that from Deepa. For me, that makes it exciting. Right, that makes it look like it's a hero's journey, and that's how I do it. I'm a little bit of a Walter Mitty that way, and I build up the drama. So you know, when we finally make it, right, it'll be exciting.
Yeah. But I mean, it's kind of the route for all of us, right? Yeah. We're the true entrepreneurs. We came up with different concepts. We saw that there was a need. There was something that we were all passionate about for different reasons.
Right.
Mike was passionate because he's passionate about radio. He's passionate about communication, but he's also truly passionate about business and growing businesses. And he found something that combined both.
Right.
And so he found something that he actually loved to do in regards to that. You found a technology and a science and a water that you are truly passionate about.
Right.
My passion was helping businesses actually succeed.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That was my passion. And creating something to help them do that. So, and it is about that. That's a big part of what you have to do, because at the end of the day, you are going to have good days and you are going to have really bad days too.
Yes. Yeah. And they're all going to be long.
Oh, yes. And sometimes they're going to be the same day.
Yeah. Right. They will bleed into each other.
And so you have to be able to weather that storm and know that what the reason behind what you truly are doing this for.
Right.
And that's a lot of times, but people forget. Because the little things really do add up.
Right.
And there are going to be days where you just want to be like, okay, let me shut the door today. I'm so done with this.
And add to that, you've got to stay open to new ideas. You've still got to read your books. You've still got to go to your seminars. You've still got to talk to the coaches and your mentors. You can never let go of your mentors, right? Mm-hmm. Whether they're the authors of books or whether they're real life mentors, right? You have got to keep working, I guess, on your business.
It's always working. It's working on your business. It's working on you. It's always talking to other business owners.
Yeah.
Make sure you talk to them. I mean, at the end of the day, everyone brings a different capability to the table.
Right.
Even at this table, the three of us have very different backgrounds. We, even though there's some things that we do all share, we all went to school. We all had some business background. We all did something that brought us to the table in the first place.
Right.
But at the end of the day, our experiences have defined us differently.
Right. Yeah.
And being able to soundboard off of other people.
Yes.
Being able to learn from different things.
Yes.
Being able to listen to some of the other shows on Business Radio X to hear what the other experts have to say.
Yeah.
It's worthwhile to continually do that, because you will always, whether you learn nothing one day or something, you should always glean at least something from everybody.
Yes, yes.
Because it's a different point of view no matter what you do.
It is. And it'll get you thinking, right?
Exactly. And that's at the end of the day, the important part, right? Because we get so focused because we're so passionate about our product or our service that we sometimes end up in a box.
Yep.
And we look at a way of marketing, or we look at a way of branding ourselves, or we look at a way of promoting ourselves, networking, selling, or even describing our product.
Right.
And people forget that a lot of times how we perceive something is not how our market perceives it.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that is one of the things that I found is a big issue with a lot of entrepreneurs, is we get so in love with our product and our service that we forget that other people exist.
Right.
And that they don't actually see us the same way.
Right. Yep.
And so going out there and talking to your customers or potential customers, go out there, talk to other business owners and even competitors for that matter. Yep. See what they think we actually are.
Yep.
Because that's going to help you also define you at the end of the day, your sales pitch.
Yep. Yep. you'll get much better at it when you're speaking to different people, different kinds of people, right? And the words that you're reading and listening to are going in your head, and you will use them in another form or your form. They'll come out. But you're right. You've got to keep that interplay going.
And so a lot of people call it proof of concept, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go out there to prove that you have a potential market. And a lot of times people jump the gun and actually start their business before proving that there is actually a market out there to sell their business
right.
to.
Right, they think they're going to create it.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it's the field of dreams, right?
Right, yeah.
I will build it and they will come.
Right.
And to piggyback on something you said, Jennifer, we've had people on Business Radio X come on as guests, as you did originally years ago, and as Kevin mm-hmm. has done before, and come on and talk about their business, and I still did not understand what they did.
Right.
So they're passionate about what they did. They felt like they had a great service or a great product, but they could not explain it well. And if you can't communicate it, and you know, and I talked to you for 15 minutes on a radio show about your business and still don't quite get it,
yeah,
that's where they need to hire Sterling Rose.
and that's probably why we did, right? So one of the things about we have a product like that, and we tell people there's no elevator pitch for this. This requires an hour in a classroom being taught these concepts because they're all new. Mm-hmm. So we try to advance our position instead of telling people what we do. We make we have some machines that make great water, right? If you need it in a pitch, but we just try to advance our position through a relationship, right? So if we can advance our position in relationship and get them to the class, and then from the class get them on the water trial. We've earned their trust, you know, and I think we got a pretty good shot at that. But that's what we had. Until you tell your pitch 100 times.
Or more than that.
It doesn't get better. It doesn't get succinct enough, right? So we have that issue where we've got to tell people what we do, mm-hmm. you know, because everyone thinks water's water. Oh, you sell a filter. Oh, and it's that much money, right? So that's
what, yeah. Well, we all had that, right? You had the issue with nobody really understood what the water store was because right. really when you say it out loud, you think, okay, they sell bottled water.
Right.
Yeah, that's not the case.
Nope.
And then you had Business Radio X, right? And when you started your pitch, that was a little bit interesting too. I didn't quite get
what you were. Always, where are you on the radio dial? No, yeah. We're online. I was explaining to Kevin because I don't even know if you know Kevin knows before, you know, the show. I was talking about how we really help businesses like we've done with your company mm-hmm. grow and find new clients. We don't want you just to come buy some advertising. That's not what we are about. It's not what we do.
Right? Yeah. So you had a whole different concept and platform too. And then the fact
because there's nothing like us.
No, there
and
isn't.
And I never heard of anything like Kevin's until he came along.
Right, right.
Exactly. And then my company, we just do so many things that the pitch could take 6 hours if we really did the whole thing. So we had to be very defined about how we explained what we do too.
And I think what's cool about all our businesses is that we leave the people or the companies in better shape than when we got them. Not all businesses mm-hmm. do that, right? A lot of businesses, they, you know, the customer gives you the money and you take something from them. Mm-hmm. We're givers. That's kind of a thing that keeps you going too, because you know, if a machine, I sold a machine to a family, that whole family's going to be healthier. You're going to help our business a hundredfold, right? Sterling Rose. And, you know, helping businesses, what's better than that? That puts food on the table. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything bigger than that.
Exactly. I mean, at the end of the day, at least at this table, we're all looking to do that one thing, which is help.
Yeah.
And promote and grow. And we're here to help them grow in some way.
Right.
And so that makes our value propositions very, in a lot of cases, it's not unique to other companies, but yet at a lot of times it is.
Yeah.
Because we're not a normal merchant at this table. All three of us, even you in a sort of way, are more of a service provider than you are an actual product provider.
Correct. Yeah, I think so.
You, even though you do provide a product at the end of the day, but so do I. I provide a product at the end of the day, and so does Mike. He provides this podcast at the end of the day, which is a digital marketing and marketing piece. So it's just interesting because we're more service, all of us, than we are product.
Yeah. I agree. And the gratification is fairly, it's a direct gratification. It's mm-hmm. it's not like we work with a big company selling a great product and we feel like we're part of a great big team of thousands of people. We get instant gratification when we do our job right.
Oh yeah.
I love that. That
feedback loop is awesome. You're on the front line every day.
Yeah. Yeah, you really are. And going back to what you talked about early, it changes you. Mm-hmm. Right? It can defeat you if you let it. And it defeats a lot of people if you look at the failure rates of businesses.
Oh, yeah. It's 8 out of 10.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you survive, it makes you bigger and better. Whatever that is. I mean, if
well,
you start out like a jerk and you're a bigger jerk, I don't know.
I've worked for CNN. I've worked, you know, done the Olympics. I've done, you know, a lot of things in the broadcast field. And this has been the most rewarding thing I've ever done.
Right. Yeah, me too.
Because you really are helping businesses.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's not just providing entertainment. It's actually helping businesses.
Yeah. Which trickles down into families.
Right.
Yes.
And whether it's a guest coming on and they see business or results, or it's a listener who takes something away from the conversations mm-hmm. we have every single day on the studio, on the station.
Right.
Yeah. And it's about making dreams come true, right?
Yeah, it really is.
Yours is about extending life and becoming more healthy. Our mine is about listening to someone come up with this passion or dream that they have and helping them actually succeed at it.
Right.
And not fail at it. Yeah. Yours is taking it that next step and going, now you have this dream, you've created it. Now let's promote it and make sure it grows with you.
Yep.
And it's taking those different pieces, which makes us kind of unique in all of our value propositions.
Right. Their success is our success, right? Yeah. And a lot of people lay claim to that and don't really deserve that. We have truly businesses that where our client's success is our success. Yeah.
And they're going to be our biggest cheerleaders.
Yes.
They're the ones that are going to go out and say, I've been drinking this water. And I mean, and literally and figuratively.
Yeah, drinking this fluid. Right? Yeah, right.
And I've been healthier and I can see the results. And that's just going to, same thing with you. When you do a great business plan or help a company with their marketing, I mean, it just comes back.
Yeah.
Or in your case, I mean, we get a call from a client in Colombia.
Right.
And who heard us because of the show. Or that we gained certain credibility because we were on that show.
Are we on in Colombia? Should we be speaking Spanish?
We are, actually. It's not a joke. We actually got a client from Colombia.
That's awesome.
And Philippines and a few other places.
Oh, great.
From the show. So I'm going to wrap up right now. Thank you so much, Kevin, for coming on. And I know it was a really short notice. For those who don't realize this, Kevin was nice enough to come on this show when another guest unfortunately couldn't make it today. And literally within an hour's notice, showed up for
I didn't know what to expect, but I thank you for thinking of me. That was very thoughtful.
Well, it was a great conversation too.
Thank you.
Great conversation with some entrepreneurs and business leaders. All right, Jennifer.
For those who actually want to get in touch with Kevin and learn a little bit more about the Atlanta Water Store, you can actually reach him at 678-908-4730. And you can email at atlantawaterstore@gmail.com. Any other way that they should reach you?
Well, coincidence has it, we have a class tonight at 7 o'clock. It'll end up about 8:15, so an hour and 15 minutes of your time. Very important subject. Our next one won't be until September 6th. So, this one, anyone can come into the store at any time. And then the store number is 678-541-5442.
Sounds great. Anybody who wants to learn a little bit more about Sterling Rose, you can give me, Jennifer Roos, a call at 470-202-8659 or email me at info@sterlingrosconsultingcorp.com.
Last but not least, the website for Atlanta Water Store, atlantawaterstore.com.
Thank you.
Want to get that out of there. So thank you, Jennifer. And thank you, Kevin. And this has been Strategic Insights Radio here on Business Radio X.